ash trees grow fast and tall throughout much of North America, but an insect from Asia is threatening to wipe out the trees across the continent. The emerald ash borer, a small metallic green beetle that burrows into and eventually kills most kinds of ash, is on a rampage. And as Michigan Radio's Bill Poorman reports, so far, the pest is proving difficult to control.
Researchers believe the emerald ash borer first arrived here stowed away in packing materials used to ship goods from Asian countries in the 1990s, but it wasn't identified until a couple of years ago. In those few years, the emerald ash borer heavily infested southeast Michigan. 13 counties are now under quarantine. No part of an ash tree can move out of the area unless it's first ground into wood chips. But the emerald ash borer is breaking out. In western Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids, a work crew is cutting down a grove of ash trees in a quarantined area. 4-foot logs are chopped off the taller trees and fall to the ground. Jeff Zimmer, who's with the Michigan Department of Agriculture, says this crew will cut down about 15,000 trees out of this area, but that's almost insignificant when compared to what's happening in the Detroit area.
At least 6 million trees in southeast Michigan have been killed by emerald ash borer already.
6 million more ash trees are expected to die in the next couple of years, and that's just in southeast Michigan. The emerald ash borer has also infested parts of Ohio, Ontario, Canada, Virginia, and Maryland after a tree nursery violated the quarantine. Government officials say cutting down trees is the only way to defeat the emerald ash borer. They say no insecticides or other treatments are yet 100% reliable. But some evidence looks promising. Michigan State University researcher David Roberts, who first discovered the emerald ash borer here, says some chemical treatments are proving successful.
We've had some arborists in the Detroit area that have been treating for 2 or 3 years now with very good success. There are trees right in the middle of the core area that are thriving and even recovering from attacks from the emerald ash borer.
Recently, the federal government gave the affected states $28 million in additional funding to keep looking for ways to kill and contain the emerald ash borer. Part of the money also will help local communities like this one. Ann Arbor is in the quarantine area in southeast Michigan. Paul Barely is the city forester.
We're at the corner of Rumsey and Georgetown. We have one property here that has lost 8 ash trees, all of its street trees. The street, as we look east and west, is all ash, half removed. The rest will be gone probably by next year. So this whole street we see now, which looks pretty well treed, will be almost clear cut a year from now.
Barely says in his 25 years as a forester, he hasn't seen anything that matches the emerald ash borer in its destructiveness. Removing thousands of ash trees will cost millions of dollars. But beyond the economics, Barely says, there's also a high personal cost.
I've had people who have broken down crying. I've had people who have wanted to almost not chain themselves to their trees, but they just can't deal with the loss.
Barely hopes a way to stop the emerald ash borer emerges soon. In the meantime, he'll continue to manage his city's urban forest and struggle with his own sense of loss, knowing that the emerald ash borer will likely wipe out every ash tree in his community in just a few years. For NPR News, I'm Bill Poorman in Ann Arbor.